Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The First Step in Mastery by W. Frederick Keeler, published in 1921. The first step in mastery involves a re-education. You are to enter into a new realm of living. You are to think in new channels. You are to exercise a new mode of mental motion. You are to use the fourth dimension of thought. Be prepared for the new and for the different. Be therefore a beginner and have the power of newness and the freshness of a beginner. An open mind is a prerequisite to progress. You certainly must realize that you are now thinking about 50% disadvantageously by old methods. You often do not get where you wish with your thinking. By the use of ordinary and partly outgrown thinking methods, you are not always actualizing power and vigor. You are not sufficiently vitalizing your thoughts, but there is a mental level of intensification of power and vitality which is perfectly easy to bring into application, and it lies in directing your thought current along simple, definite, and purposeful lines. Only three things ordinarily prevent the application of this fourth-dimensional power of thought. These include persistent and erroneous ideas, which say that in order to think efficiently and masterfully, one must either exercise a mysterious mental gift or a high spiritual function. There is no mystery about masterful thinking. In the realm of thought, forcing things is impossible. There is always a right way, a best way to do a thing. The best way is always powerful and efficient, and it is always the easiest way. We are all born with the inherent gift of the Spirit. If we are not conscious of this gift, sincerity in our best effort will bring it out. Another difficulty is a perverse tenacity to hold the methods which are habitual, and to do things as other people do them, and because others do them. We are inclined not to give fair opportunity to a method which is unusual or new in our experience. And powerful thinking methods are still unusual to most people, because most people are themselves merely usual. They, in spite of themselves, believe in the usualness of life. They are just ordinary people, because they are content with the commonplace. One cannot be an ordinary person and have extraordinary abilities at the same time. Be therefore content to do at least a little thinking each day by methods which preclude the ordinary. If you will do this, you will succeed. Remember that it is not business itself that brings business success, but right business methods. And it is not merely thinking that brings success in life, but right thinking. The person who runs in circles gets nowhere. It makes no difference how rapidly they run, nor how hard they work at it. To begin your re-education, you must eliminate many of the things associated with thinking. Our thinking is not dependent upon a formal education or world knowledge. Your knowledge of mathematics, history, or geography will not necessarily help you in it. It is a thing of wisdom, and one can be wise though uneducated, while the so-called educated person is not necessarily wise. I am neither denying the value of education nor affirming its necessity. It is just no part of power thinking. Reason also is not part of it. You can reason yourself out of power as well as into it. And the less you reason about power thinking until after you have accomplished it, the more successful you will be. You must learn that there are many forms of intelligence, and that masterful thinking has its own defined province. It is the exercise of thought toward the direct end of changing and improving the conditions of life. Masterful thinking is simple. It includes nothing of hurry or of worry. You have nothing to defend. You make no demands. It is not a matter either of affirmation or denial. The principle of mastery needs no support from you. You are simply to accept its support. Be still. Know that everybody can think masterfully, including you, and that few have it now because few accept it. First thing to master is choice. You must learn to choose simply and directly. To love, desire, aspire, and aim is to choose. To choose simply and purposefully is to be masterful. Purity is singleness, and purity is power. There is no confusion, disharmony, or murkiness in singleness. Decide what you want and choose it. Choose one thing at a time, and choose as often as you like, but be simple about it. All skill in the use of choice reduces itself largely to directness. It makes direct and immediate use of its opportunity, and the opportunity is now. Consciousness is at hand. Choose the thing desired immediately and directly. Now you might be asking yourself, how does merely choosing a thing or an ability bring it to me? Ours is not to question, but to choose. We may never get an answer to the how question, but we can easily experience the fact that what we choose we will have, and what we choose to be we will become, provided we exercise choice directly and purposefully. All nature, seen and unseen, conspires to follow, obey, and repay simple choice. The how or the actual activities that will produce the result of our choice ever rests with universal intelligence. It is given us simply to choose. If we shall choose, we shall have. Choice is the starting lever of the machinery of fate. If you are making hard work of your life, it's because, subtly or otherwise, you choose to do so. To rise above the veil of doubt into straightforward choice is to come into freedom. The wise person is content to choose and receive. That is the secret of power. Darwin called this first law of life the law of selection, and the law of selection is the law of choice. To aspire is to choose to be. We love, we hate, we select this and ignore that. Some things we see and hear, some things we neither see nor hear. It is all choice. When you think, quote, I choose, you think masterfully and to a desired end. When you think merely about things, you often do not really think at all. Your mind is empty and moves like an idling engine. No matter how deeply and sincerely you deliberate, you may be not thinking. You may be playing. Yes, you may be playing hard, but you are only playing at thinking, unless you choose a desired end and fulfillment. Everyone can choose. All people have it. It is coexistent with life. The essentials of life's necessities have been stated as health, wealth, and love. Taking this view, if you wish health, wealth, and love, mentally and silently say, I choose health. I choose wealth. I choose love. I choose self-confidence. Be childlike and powerful enough in the doing of this not to reason about it. Because remember, your task is not to reason, but to choose. Reason should be classified and exercised elsewhere and otherwise. The fundamental exercise on the path of mastery is choice. Remember that. Bring your mind back to simple and direct choice as often as possible and whenever possible. Keep this practice before you when thinking. Do not judge yourself or others. Do not condemn. Do not worry. Choose what you want instead of worrying about what you do not want. Choose that which you wish, or better, choose that which you know that you should constructively have, that which is best for you according to your higher judgment. This simple practice of choice will change any life radically, fundamentally, and constructively. Its results are quick, certain, and sure. Do not await set times or places. Choose as constantly and as often as possible. Do this as a definite practice and as a real work, and you will be exercising powerful, dynamic, forceful thinking. The whole universe, seen and unseen, conspires to serve you. You are the master. You have but to choose. But will you do it, or merely think about it, or doubt it and never know its value? After all, you were not given this power of choice for no positive reason. Mind was not made to be mocked, and God never makes a mistake. You are the master of your life, the captain of your destiny, the witch or the wizard of your fate. It is for you to choose. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step and is completed one step at a time. Choice is decision, an exercise of the will. It is the first positive step in real life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.